So we are running now with another champion, Australian champion Jahad. As they say, Aussie champ. So only 5 laps to go. 5 laps in this longest self-giving journey. And he was doing all the race so steady, so fast, amazingly. Jahad, what is your secret?
I don't know, I think every year for me has been training for the next year. And I picked off where I've picked up where I left off, so. And this year I really struggled at the first 5 days. I had a flu from the plane. And then I wanted to beat my last year's time. And I knew I'd done a 70 mile day early on last year. So I tried it this year. And I got there, and then...
Did you have some schedule or some numbers in the head?
I try and do 8 laps an hour for...
8 laps an hour?
Yeah. Exactly 8 laps an hour until 2:15, then I have a break. And then I come back out and still try and do 8 laps an hour till I've done about 100 laps. And then you slow down a little bit in the night.
Mm-hmm.
To more like 15 laps every 2 hours.
But this year, like no previous year, you did so many times, 70 and 70 plus miles.
No. I think I was just able to be more steadier this year.
Steady.
Yeah. But this year has been a lot of suffering. Uh-huh. I've at least had as many problems as in the first year. Because, uh-huh. you are pushing hard. You're pushing your body to the limit.
Yeah, you even lost your consciousness.
Yeah, I did one night with my toe. Have you seen the photograph?
No.
Oh, I'll have to show you.
You have a picture?
Of pulling off my toenail.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I do. Oh, you could put it on your website.
Yes.
That'd be awesome.
That I was thinking about.
Yeah. Yeah, that toe it got very infected. And bit and sore it, unfortunately.
Wow.
But then that night I lanced it. And I got, I hit the center of the puff, and a lot of liquid and pus came out. And I just got out of a hot shower, and from the pain and the toxins, I felt really dizzy and passed out. But then the next day my toe was a lot better, which was good because Swissbippen saw it.
Mm-hmm.
He told Rapunta, and they'd had many bad experiences of
infected
toes, and they told me some stories, and it was quite nerve-wracking. I didn't want to hear those stories. And they wanted me to go to the doctor, and I said, no, it's getting better.
Yeah, but surprisingly, everything by grace ended successfully.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I had a few times at night where I never say these prayers to Guru. I think, Guru, please just cure this, my blister or my toe or something like that. It was more like begging for something, so it's an unusual prayer for me. But I was really having some problems, so that's what I did.
I have to confess, I did say, like, Guru, please work with this part of my body, I cannot.
Mm.
Please work with shins, yes. I cannot.
Yes, right.
And the next morning, everything okay.
Yeah. I remember one time I was having this tremendous knee pain, like a dog was biting my...
Mm.
It felt like something attacking.
Wow.
And I was trying to supreme, and I was imagining Guru lifting weights almost inside my knee. And when he'd lift away the wrong force.
Mm-hmm.
And Guru would be making all these noises.
Oh.
I was really chasing away, but I had to really concentrate for
a
couple of laps. But it was quite powerful.
Oh, amazing. I would ask you about your performances. It was amazing this year to have all of it. So, what was behind?
Well,
could we pass? Okay, coming back to the play.
The play, they started when I did, I was just running past one day and I had a hat on, and I turned it into a... I said, I'll just do something stupid.
Baby Grahak.
Yeah, the baby Grahak. We're baby bonnet.
Yeah.
I stuck my thumb.
Yeah.
And that was really funny. They thought it was hilarious. And the next, I got a lot of joy from doing it. But, and then I thought, I'll try and do something else tomorrow. I think it was the next day. I can't remember what I did. I think Arthur Arnold smacked me and then I had a tooth missing.
Right, it was brownie.
Yeah. And so, it was just giving me joy. And
so apart from that performances, would you remember how the very, very good experience?
With the performances?
Apart from
the performances. A few times I've just imagined, I really like imagining Guru everywhere, like driving his red car.
Oh.
And even sitting in the trees.
Oh.
And I like imagining or remembering the spots where Guru gave us prasad, like right down the end of this,
right.
Near the court. And
right.
Just smiling like he's giving you prasad. Yeah. And I think it helps a lot.
And what about the Dipali's video?
Oh yeah, that was beautiful. Yeah. Like the smiling takes away poison.
Yeah.
Guru says too.
Yes.
So we may look silly running along smiling sometimes. But then also, I like imagining Guru transcendental in the sky or again lifting a huge Guru lifting weights in the sky.
Power.
Yeah.
Powerful effort.
And then sometimes I like the peaceful part too, like Guru playing flute or try and visualize him before he played those instruments.